What?
Spin. In my heart for Texas, baby.
Some of those Texas topics.
Texas
get you
is my
on the state of our state. Saw it a little bit this morning before it went down, but we get a full moon tonight. It is it's known by a couple of things. It is either the Buck Moon or the Thunder Moon. Kind of like the Buck Moon.
I was going to say, do you feel like a little sense of ownership for that? Like the Buckner?
I mean, it is kind of close to it.
Ken Buckner.
That's
there
right.
There you go. Everybody can enjoy it, though. It has not propriety of things. But on the Dallas side, interesting. They got quite a bit of stormage, specifically on Tuesday night. And wild story that the Dallas Municipal Court, which is huge, by the way, has been closed due to substantial water damage. According to reports, every floor of the building incurred water damage, and the building will remain closed at least until like 6 days from now on the 16th, undergoing repair. So all cases, jury duty, everything between now and the reopening will be rescheduled on that. That's on the Dallas side of things. Too much rain, man. What is the deal with this month?
No kidding.
Crazy time.
So congratulations to the fine city of Indianapolis, Indiana.
Hey, look at you.
Home to the best DMV in America. The bad news is Fort Worth, not so much. Some of those data types that crunch numbers, they analyzed a bunch of Google reviews from 30 major cities to discover that Cowtown's locations are the 10th worst in the entire nation.
Number 10!
That's right!
Yay.
The Public Safety Driver License Mega Center, this is now a thing, I guess, they got the lowest ranking in the city. Well, this is kind of a backhanded compliment. Gravel Drive and Woodway Drive are the most improved.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been to that one. Some say I'm still waiting. Possible. She didn't wait. Well, she can't wait. She's a TikToker and a Jones, but a Texan living in Nashville, Tennessee. And she comes home to visit her family there in Austin at least three times a year, primarily to stock up on HEB tortillas.
Oh boy.
Every time she packs in her backpack as the carry-on on her flight, about 200 HEB tortillas. In fact, one of her TikTok posts is all these people, and no one knows I have 200 HEB tortillas in my backpack.
I don't blame her in the least. In fact,
they don't have an HEB up there.
Kind of makes me want to take someone when I go on vacation later this month.
Yeah, she's done this numerous times. We'll continue to do this. And what she does is she freezes them, and then she just breaks them out when she needs them. I don't know if they'd survive the flight with me. I'd probably eat the whole thing. But yes, there is nothing illegal about this. It's fine. TSA scans it, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And now even she can wear shoes. So it's like a big win for everybody.
Fantastic. Yeah. My friend Miss Cindy, she said she saw two ladies getting a fist fight over the last package of HEB tortillas once.
Yeah, it's worth it. It's worth it.
I don't know. I'm not judging.
Everybody wins.
Yeah. Okay. The TCU Horned Frogs set to fire up another season of college football and maybe getting a dose of wisdom from one of the finest minds in sports history. That would be Billy Bob Thornton.
Hey.
Sonny Dykes says he is friends with the Landman star. Taylor Sheridan went to high school right by the TCU campus, and he's even considered having Billy give the team a pregame locker room speech.
There you go.
Now, Billy did play a coach in Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
It was not that much of a stretch. Billy also says that one of his best friends in life is his co-star, Sam Elliott.
I think his Sam Elliott's mustache should actually go to the visiting locker room and incite fear.
I was going to say,
that would be good.
It's intimidating.
Yeah, Billy Bob Thornton, no joke, led 1988 Permian Panthers to the state championship game. What was that? Not a documentary.
I don't know.
What was it? Right at the stadium for that. And we conclude with sports as Abby Summers is one of the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. And she went to her social media and showed the tedious process of fluffing their own pom-poms.
Oh!
Yes, and this sparked quite the controversy and debate, even though they got the big raise there, the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. People were shocked that they have to fluff their own pom-poms before every game.
All right. Don't they have people for that?
Well, Jerry's offered, but that's
you and me, KB and Heather Lee, KFM.